Perhaps the most consistent fact about living on the high plains deals with the inconsistent weather. Let's face it, our environment is the basis for the old joke that goes, "If you don't like the weather in western Kansas, just wait 10 minutes and it'll change." I think one of the most drastic changes I can remember happened about 25 years ago on Halloween night, when the Great Plains was treated to a fantastic trick of nature. A huge storm with plummeting temperatures and heavy snow signaled an abrupt end to mild autumn and ushered in a winter of discontent, filled with blizzards, winds, and hard freezes that lasted well into spring. The results were catastrophic to those of us who counted trees as a treasure on the plains. From Texas to the Dakotas, we waited for the buds of spring to replace the dead brown leaves that miraculously still hung on the wind-whipped branches. The wait was in vain, and soon we realized that the winter of 91 had killed a vast majority of trees in shelter belts, farmsteads, cemeteries, public parks, and our own backyards. Hardest hit were the old elms of the 1930s that had been planted in the face of another Midwest weather disaster some 60 years before. But the tree tragedy touched everyone in some way, and we all mourned our losses. However, pioneer spirit once again surfaced and nurtured a tree-planting fever that brought new growth to our lives. Along farm roads were new lines of evergreens and fruit trees, and as dead wood was hauled from yards and parks, new shade trees appeared. My mother and I watched as the old elms in the Sublette City Park were felled, and along with half the town, we sweated through the annual county fair barbecue in the blazing sun. And as the community lamented the lack of shade during that hot August day, a curious thing happened. My mother announced that she was starting a tree fund for the park, and money began to move up and down the buffet line toward the paper cup that she had designated as a bank. We planted 6 9-foot honey locust trees with the day's receipts, and donations continued to come in throughout the fall. Many of the new trees were provided and planted in memory of someone, and for several years my mother was the unofficial caretaker of the park plantings. She could often be found digging dandelions, applying homemade compost, or providing an extra drink of water to the trees on the hottest days of summer. When she passed away a few years ago, a memorial fund in her name was established to help maintain the park and to keep it looking its best. Many people donated time and money to create a special garden of not only evergreen and deciduous trees, but flowering shrubs, rose bushes, prairie grasses, and many other plantings that have mysteriously taken root. A drop to 16 below zero this past winter gave a not-so-subtle reminder that Great Plains winters can still call the shots, and the weather has taken a toll on my mom's garden in the park. The roses have died back to ground level, but will surely spring forth with blooms in time to celebrate summer, and a couple of the evergreens will need to be replaced this fall. What better way to remember my mom than to leave the legacy of trees for the future?